What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with J&J, 92.9 FM ESPN. I'm Jason Smith. That's John Martin. We're all here. We got plenty to talk about. I'm grateful to be here. Our man Brad Carson on the ones and twos on the other side of the glass. He's also the boss around here. Program director, number one in the country, and number one in your hearts. I'm feeling good. I imagine Jalen Carter is too. We'll talk about that news. One day away from a really intriguing Thursday night football matchup that I'm very, very excited to discuss with my brother John Martin, Commanders Packers. We are, 3 days out from some pretty big college football matchups. Georgia, Tennessee, Arkansas, Ole Miss. Big around here, certainly, for a lot of reasons. And then Slick Goodwin, Vandy, South Carolina. Oof. I'm going to put it on the board. Right. South Carolina is a 5.5-point favorite last I looked. Oh, by the way, and I'm keeping track. I want to make sure everybody else in town is as well. Memphis women's soccer moved up in the national poll just as we thought it would, John, after a 0-0 draw with now the number one team in the country, the Tennessee Vols, who also moved up from 2-1. We'll talk about where the Memphis women and Brooks Monaghan are in the national polls this week.
Awesome. Awesome.
Top 10.
How about that? Pretty amazing. Not to be taken for granted. There's no question about that. That level of consistency, and we've tried to highlight that and celebrate that as much as we can. No question about that. The job that Brooks has done over there, he was there when I was covering Memphis for the helmsman. I mean, that's how long he's
me
been.
Too, bro.
That's insane.
He started, I think, in 2000.
All right.
So me too.
That's crazy.
Because that's after I got back in school. I'm covering him for the Daily Helmsman.
Yeah, 2000.
Imagine that. He has both of our careers.
That's crazy.
Been the coach the whole time.
And he's still young. He's a young guy. You know? I mean, he's still.
That's what I tell him.
Got the job when he was young. So, you know,
he's a Memphian, dude. The fact that he hadn't left is nuts, though.
Remember there was like a flirtation with like LSU or something? Like way
I don't.
Back
I did not remember that.
There was like a. LSU was
there should have been a flirtation.
Way back when.
There should be flirtations every offseason, feels like, for this guy.
Yeah. But
dude, this is the youngest team he's ever had in the 25-plus years. Youngest team he's ever had. This wasn't supposed to be the case where you're moving up into the top 10.
Absolutely amazing.
Nationally. Amazing start for Memphis.
All right. A lot to get to today on the show as Russia attacks Poland. We'll obviously be breaking that all down today here on the show. It's a NATO state, so we'll see sort of – you know, Article 5, you know, get your bootstraps ready to go.
I'm glad you're going to hit the world news. You're going to hit the local news, too, about crime being down?
Well,
you got that in your bag as
I mean,
well?
You told me.
It's a touchy subject, isn't it?
You tell me every day when I come in, local, national, international. That's what you say to me.
Yeah. As soon as we walk through the door, those are the three words.
And so I don't want to skimp out on the international news. You know what I mean?
Yes,
fish on Friday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday. We won't get into that unless we do touch on it with Norton Herter IV, who is going to join us in studio. We got a big third hour because it's going to be Thaddeus Young, longtime NBA player. It's going to be Norton Hurd the fourth.
Right.
And maybe some special guests.
Exactly. That's the way maybe to put it. Well, we know we'll have some more members of Team Thad.
Yeah.
In terms of the staff itself.
It's an entourage, yeah.
There's a perhaps a special guest that comes with it.
Which would make me...
We'll see. Thaddeus and Hurd special in their own right. Correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't want to set anybody off.
No, it's been a minute since we've caught up with Thad.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, is having Thad in here to sort of... You know, they are as involved as anybody. They've been all over this Tennessee Collegiate Academy thing. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Team Thad. They had some news.
The basketball Hogwarts of Memphis.
There you go.
Hogwarts Academy, man. That's where we're sending all our young wizards.
Said, NFL player yesterday, NBA player today.
I mean, it's amazing.
Just another day on Jan Day.
That's it. That really
we're
is
grateful.
True.
We're grateful. We're grateful to God. We're grateful to everybody. Grateful for John's relationships.
Grateful for Jason's relationships. I mean,
how about that? J&J working together.
You know, you come in here in your off season, you have a career year. You know, that's kind of the way it's going. I mean, Calvin Austin stops in every year, and now look at him.
And I feel like we've been working on that contract for him together.
Why hasn't it gotten done already? Like that? That seems like it should have gotten done after week one. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
I agree. After what I saw week one, hopefully, again, it's going to come during the season. You're not waiting. Do you want to hit the market now if you're Calvin?
That's an interesting question.
Again, you're loyal to the Steel. I mean, what Mike Tomlin
I think
you staying with
money,
you through injury.
But I mean, I
but
think,
if they're offering, I mean.
Yeah, you kind of have to take it. But it is an interesting question that you pose, though, because Aaron's not going to be there next year.
Well, he could up his stock with Aaron.
Yes.
To the point where maybe, okay, another suitor comes in and say, you know what, We like him as our two,
anybody,
and maybe willing to give him a little bit more than the Steelers. We'll see.
It's definitely a fair consideration.
My thing would be Tomlin stuck through him.
Yes.
Stuck with him through the injury the first year. Guess is Calvin, as loyal as he is, is going to give Steelers first crack to get it done during the season.
I think that's right. And I think that's probably an organization that, you know, you like when you're in it, you know, you like to stay in it. You know,
good man to have behind center in a contract year, John.
Yes.
So I said you can slick kind of weirdly root for Aaron Rodgers this year.
Yes.
Even those that don't like him.
Yeah, I didn't like him on Sunday.
I understand. I had
Jets money line with it was a friend to friend bet, and those are the hardest to lose.
But remember, the money you lost, hopefully Calvin gained.
No
70
question.
Yards, one touchdown, and hopefully a fat contract coming.
I lost $500. So if he didn't make more than that, I'd be very disappointed. I mean, I think he might have made $500,000.
I think he had as many targets as DK. Maybe Steve. One less. I think he has many, though.
Yeah. And honestly, when the rubber hit the road, he was looking for Calvin.
Right.
So, and he didn't get that pass interference call, but, you know.
He got one earlier, though.
Yeah, he did.
Didn't get that second one.
Anyway, a lot to get to on the show today. Looking forward to Norton Hurd IV, Thad Young, and maybe friends.
And company.
Yeah, exactly.
Their company.
Norton Hurd IV, Thad Young, and company.
Will be our company.
We'll join us in the third hour. We'll talk to them about TCA. And has Thad officially retired?
No.
He is not officially retired.
You ask that every time.
Well, I mean,
I think it'll be news when he does.
Got it.
He's like Mike. Has Mike done it?
No.
I think I ask you every
time. But he's definitely not.
And this dude's been gone
back.
Long time.
Yeah. Mike's
gone, put the papers in, bro.
I don't know.
You're an agent now. What are you waiting on?
I don't know why Mike won't just announce it on Twitter.
He's leaving out hope for you. You remember when you used to come back remember that used to be a thing of yours?
Yeah.
You would come out every offseason. I don't know. I'm hearing Mike. Was that a thing, or am I making that up in my dreams?
I don't think the couple summers.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, because his back is so bad.
I thought for a couple summers you were kind of the mic reporter. He might come back. He might not be done.
Oh, maybe
no,
way
that's
back
what
when.
You're thinking about something else. Yeah, I'm thinking about talking about his career and coming back.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
So that was years ago. I don't even remember. Thad just got out.
Right.
Give him time.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, big show today. Looking forward to it, as always. Last day without football this week, which is it's just so amazing, man. We're here. We're in the thick of football.
We're also, some of us are coming down we're coming around the mountain on baseball season.
That's right, coming around the mountain when she comes. Cubs in it?
And we're in it.
Cardinals in it?
Likely going to be out of it first round. Uh-huh. Cardinals, give yourself an X, Brad. I appreciate that. You know, and again, he is our boss. So when I say it's really asking him to do that, y'all understand it's a dual role.
You're asking.
Right? I'm not asking in a way. So I thank him when he does it.
Yes. But
sorry, Cardinals.
Anyway, we have so much going on. But as a result of that, we're gonna have to compartmentalize and do a little thing that we call, it's our favorite segment of the show, Cap or No Cap. All right, Jason, you're worried about the sharp money coming in relentlessly like a tidal wave, like a tsunami wave after the Japanese earthquakes on Troy.
I don't give a hot you know what about that money coming in. You are asking the wrong man.
No, I mean, okay? I'm asking the right man.
So, no, we should flip it because I think your answer is going to be the more interesting one. We know me. I don't give a yes because there's a job to do. And I'm going to be honest with you.
I actually appreciate that perspective.
Here's my perspective. I don't care about covering in this one. I just want the win.
I agree with
it's
that.
It's another road game. Stuff gets funky. The first half was nasty last week. I just want 3-0 to get into that Arkansas game and give ourselves the highest ceiling for that ESPN game / ABC, ESPN2, whatever the heck it's going to be. Understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
Covering doesn't matter here.
Yep.
I know we've wanted Memphis to look impressive. Frankly, they've done what we said they needed to, which was build it up, right? This offense that's brand new, get some chemistry, you know, get Brendan Lewis in some sort of rhythm, even though he's still working with these receivers. He's got one in Cortez, obviously he's familiar with, but get into some sort of rhythm going into your biggest non-conference game. That's what's happening for the most part. That second half was evidence of that, you know, the way they shut Georgia State down after some adjustments. So I'm going to give, you know, a job done so far, and the job will be done so long as you get the win on Saturday. I don't care what the line is, although I know the money moving usually means something, and you're going to tell us what it means and why it should matter.
Well, I mean, I do think, yes.
Why is it coming in on Troy Dunn?
Well, there's a couple of things, my guess. One is, from the Memphis perspective, that secondary got absolutely torched in the first half, you know, and people saw that. And
also got another pick six.
And they did. They adjusted in the second half, but that first half still did happen.
Yes.
I think the look-ahead potential to Arkansas next week is real, right? I mean, I think that's a potential distraction.
Good call.
So I think from Memphis' perspective, that's probably where you would go, untested still. I mean, you know, Chattanooga and Georgia State, two rat teams. So I think, you know, in terms of being sold, people are still maybe not. And then I think from the Troy perspective, it's like, yeah, they lost to Clemson, but they were winning at half, 16-3.
We talked about it on Monday, also control time of possession, which I think matters.
Exactly.
Against
and
the
so
top 10 team.
I think if you're a better out there and you sort of take all those things at face value, and then Troy's getting 6.5 at home as a home dog, it's hard to not take the 6.5, right? I mean, it just is. Because you're like, even if Memphis is good, are they going to win by a touchdown or more? I mean, that's asking kind of a lot. Two straight road games, look ahead to Arkansas, haven't really seen a lot from the wide receiving core. So I think that's kind of where you're looking here. With that being said, yeah, I mean, it doesn't really matter. I mean, this is still a team that's below you. This is a team that's in a weaker league, has less money, and, you know, you beat them last year here.
Well, and it feels a little bit better than the one you faced before, which was the case last week, and it's been that buildup, which feels like it's kind of worked out ideally in that sense.
Yes.
That, you know, at the beginning, you have no idea.
Right.
Because all these guys are new, and it's come together. It's unfortunate, you know, it's unfortunate that you don't have a firmly healthy Duozier to throw at them.
Right.
I guess he's still day-to-day. But the good thing is, at some point, he'll be back. Hopefully, maybe another week off means he's back by Arkansas, since it was initially day-to-day.
Yep.
Again, that's to be determined at some point when they announce it. But, no, man, I like the situation. And, again, just come off the road with a win, and it really sets you up in a good space, no matter what happens with Arkansas and Ole Miss.
So, Troy is 85th at Sagarin. These are just sort of like the Ken Pom of college football. And Georgia State was 147. So you're talking about a 62-spot jump. I mean, Sagarin has Georgia State as one of the worst teams, you know, in the whole thing, right, in the FBS. And Memphis is, looks like, 59. So, you know, from those standpoints.
How high is South Florida just off?
South Florida, let's see. They are.
What they've done.
60th. Believe it or not.
Interesting.
Memphis is one spot ahead of South Florida.
That's interesting.
How the hell does that make sense?
No, I use SP Plus. I don't have them pulled up. But
how is Memphis ranked ahead of South Florida?
I've heard the SP Plus rankings as the Ken Pom rankings of
There's no way
football.
That's true. It's true, though. I'm looking at the set.
I'm sure some computer will spit that out.
But I'm just like, how? That just doesn't make any logical sense. Unless this guy's system is just really, really down on Florida, which is possible. Let's see, where does he have
Memphis is 40th at SP Plus.
Okay, so they're 59th at Sagarin. What's South Florida's SP Plus?
It's got to be.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would have never guessed in a million years South Florida would be behind Memphis in these Sagarin ratings.
You know, with my old.
Either way, I mean, I gotta say, I'm kind of shell shocked by that because the Sagarin ratings have Florida 14th. So how do you have South Florida, who's beaten Boise State and Florida, behind Memphis?
They're way lower. I'm surprised. I'm just as shocked. They're 63rd on it.
Okay, so there you go.
81st on defense is why.
See,
but
what are we doing here?
Look who they've played though. Also,
who?
Right? Just in terms of South Florida, when you're defensively to have them.
Oh, right. There's some context to that number, yes.
I'm just saying there's real context to that number. You're 81st in the country against two ranked opponents. You're 81st in the country.
How are they 81st in defense when they've given up 23 in two games?
I don't know.
That just kind of boggles the mind. Sometimes I don't really know how to make sense of these numbers.
Yeah, usually they're a little bit more. They're 44th offensively, 81st defensively, and 20th on special.
So that's why, like, you just have to lay the 16.5 with Miami, because the computers are telling you that South Florida is not the team that people think they are.
I'm shocked by how much the SP Plus rankings like Memphis. They're 12th, 74th, and 41st.
Just shocking, really. I mean, we learned things. It feels like we've really learned something today on the show, that we're maybe far higher on South Florida than we should be, and lower. I think we're pretty good on Memphis.
Man, I swear, is Memphis's offense that high? This looks like it takes into account last year and where you've been.
How could
it not? How could Memphis's offense be 12th? And this is where they've been the last 2 years with Seth Hennigan.
That's a good question. I don't know, man.
But anyway, the computers love Memphis. That's good.
Yes.
My eyeballs tell me South Florida hell of a lot better than these computers are spitting out.
Yeah. I tend to agree with that, but sometimes you're kind of biased by what the eyes tell you in the result. But we'll see. I mean, if they get killed by Miami, that will tell us a lot. Either way, am I worried about it? I'm a little worried about the sharp money being on Troy, but at the same time, even though you're playing there, this is a team that plays in the damn Sun Belt. I mean, you cannot lose this game. Bottom line. So, I don't believe they will. Could it be a little more competitive than we'd like? Sure.
Oh, last week was that.
But yeah. But it may be even more competitive than that. But
I would expect so. They're better.
Yeah. You beat them here last year pretty good. I don't know how they
played Clemson well. They're better than. Yeah. Georgia State.
Yeah.
In my book. Maybe the numbers don't say.
And they're coming off that game feeling like, they let one go. So they're, I mean, I get it. I get it.
Like you said, your look ahead spot to Arkansas.
Absolutely.
That's a real thing.
Absolutely. So should be a fun game. It's 11 a.m. kick. Memphis wins. They'll be 3-0 going into the Arkansas game, which is just going to be absolutely massive. All right. The Tennessee Volunteers, led by Josh Heupel and Joey Aguilar, will beat the Georgia Bulldogs this weekend. Is that cap or no cap?
Oh, that's easily cap.
Damn. Hmm. No chance for the prideful home dog?
I think, and I've been listening to you guys talk about this number, both you, and I think I heard some Jeffrey Wright on it. I'm surprised it's not a little bit bigger, to be honest with you. Like, are we underestimating Georgia here? I like what Aguilar has done, especially if you compare it to his predecessor, Iamaliava. He's throwing for 9.1 yards per attempt. Iamaliava at UCLA is 7.8, which is exactly where he was last year at Tennessee. So you're getting a quarterback that's taking more of the chances that Heupel wanted him to. That's great. It's awesome. It's been a good start for Tennessee. I think things get real here. I really do. And real looks like Georgia controlling this game. That's what I think. Tennessee's defense is good.
Yeah.
Aguilar has been good.
Yeah.
I think this is where Georgia shows us there's a separation like there usually is. Obviously, Tennessee, tip of the cap, made the playoff, but this is where Georgia shows you why they're Georgia. Some folks would say they don't believe in Gunnar Stockton. I've heard it. He's not the quarterbacks that they've had, all that. It's probably true. I think they do enough here to control the game.
Yeah, so I actually saw something, I think, this morning about Kirby Smart and the Bulldogs here. Let me pull that record up.
Be a great win for Tennessee at home. They pull off the win over top six.
Yeah, I think Kirby has owned Heupel since he's been there. I think it's something like 7-0 against the spread or something along those lines since Heupel got to Tennessee. I could be a bit off on that. I don't think I am. I just really don't like the QB at all for Georgia. I just don't. I mean, they're 0-2 against the spread.
Oh, I've heard it over and over.
And, you know,
Gunner, isn't that his name?
Yeah, Gunner Stockton. It feels like, you know, this is a year where Tennessee should feel like they need to do it because there's no, you know, I'm used to Georgia having just weapons all up and down the field, you know, stud NFL receiver, stud NFL. And it's just not been like that the last couple of years. You know, last year was, you know, you got unlucky with the Carson Beck injury, but even with Carson Beck, you didn't have that. Like, who is the NFL guy they have that's like, you know, I don't know. It just feels like they're
probably
still
a freshman or sophomore.
It might be, yeah.
They keep them. They're eight. They're 11th offensively, sixth defensively, and first on special teams. By contrast, Tennessee's third in the country in defensive efficiency so far.
Yes,
top 20 in offense and 16th on special teams. But again, Georgia, you know, by the numbers, number one special teams, a top six offense, and a top six defense, and an offense that's right there, top two.
Now, Tennessee,
maybe with a lack of star power like it's had in the past,
right?
But still, so far, has done the job.
The case I guess I would make, and I don't love it. I hate betting on Tennessee, but they've won 23 of their last 24 since 2021 at home.
The house.
And the last loss came in 2023 to Georgia. Now, that Georgia team in 2023 had more pros in the last couple years.
Star power.
But each matchup Georgia and Tennessee have played, you know, since that time or since then, you know, they're winning by double digits. They're winning by two touchdowns. But I think, again, this relative to what they usually are, this is a Georgia team. And that's why the numbers come down from 6.5 to 3.5, right? Like, there's just a belief that this Georgia team is more gettable and more vulnerable than the past.
Yeah, there is a belief in that.
But, you know, a lot of times you have psychological problems in these games.
Let's see.
You know, you have like, we can't solve the Georgia problem.
Yeah.
We just can't do it.
Or just feeling as if it's another level.
Right.
You know, going in with that bit of doubt, having already crept in.
Exactly. So, look, I
fear them.
I don't have anything on this game. I'm just, if you held me down and forced me to bet it, I would probably just take the plus 3.5. I would not bet the money line. I think Tennessee can cover 3.5.
Yeah, the cap or no cap was whether it was
but,
if they
but
win.
But would I bet on the Tennessee Volunteers to win? I would not. I think they're going to play. I think they're going to be feisty.
I will be rooting for Tennessee. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. I think they'll be feisty. I think they'll be live in the game.
Yeah.
But it's just like at the end, sometimes you just have this mental hurdle. It's like, we can't beat Georgia. We can't do it.
And not because I'm some Vol. I want to see the upset.
Well, yeah.
I loved it. It created even more chaos in an SEC that feels wide open. I'm not sure who the best team in the SEC is.
Exactly.
I don't know that any of us know who it is.
Sagarin has Alabama rated the highest.
Which is SP Plus does the same thing. See, that's where our eyeballs have to come into play. They've got them rated the highest in the SEC. Georgia right behind them at 4. They've got Oregon, Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia.
Right.
Ole Miss actually number 5.
Yep. Yep.
Now, this is where we have to watch football, guys. You know, we can't just be looking at we just had this conversation about the AP poll voter.
Exactly.
You can't just be looking at the results and everything else. See, we know that Alabama right now, based on what we've seen, is not the best team in the SEC. Can it become that? Perhaps. They're going to need a lot of help at this point.
Yep.
But they ain't the best.
Yep.
Not the way they got manhandled that first week by Florida State.
Yep. Absolutely right. So anyway, it should be a fun game. Tennessee taking on Georgia. I'll take the Vols to cover 2:30 p.m. I won't take them to win. How's that?
For a man that despises the Vols, let's say
that's progress.
That's a little grace.
All right, the NFL got it right on spitting Jalen Carter. Is that cap or no cap?
I'm gonna say it's cap. You're gonna say it's no cap.
I'm gonna say it. You're right. I'm gonna say it's no cap.
Because I know you so well.
I'm gonna say one game was enough. How many games would you have given him?
It's very convenient then, right, that he did it at the start of the game.
Exactly. Because that's what it ended up being.
If you want to spit
right
on somebody,
yes,
which you shouldn't be doing, and actually, the thing reverberated, man. I know you can't blame the kid or blame Jalen Carter for the Florida kid spitting on the South Florida kid, but it happened the next day. It's in our conscience, whatever else.
You're right.
So this is part of why I said the NFL needs to come down hard. And in addition, give him a one game, and I'd hit Dak with a fine. Don't play the spit. And we were talking about kids and everything else, and the you know, Yeah, no, you're not. You don't have to be role models as college athletes, but best believe folks are watching.
Right.
We've already said the sexual gestures, all that stuff, the NFL's come down. This needs to be one of those areas. And if you give him the others, and John, keep in mind, they play the Chiefs. So you would really have made a statement if you had suspended him, a real statement.
Yeah.
That we don't play this, man. Like, it's that disrespect. It's that nasty.
Yep.
It goes against our shield. It's disgraceful is
yep.
what it is.
Yep.
But in doing this, what you really said is, man, if you're going to do it, man, do it at the beginning of the game for the plays. That's going to be the game you're going to serve. I've seen some write that this is the precedent that says if you spit, it's a one-game suspension because that's the way they've treated this. But Jalen gets the benefit of having done it to start the game.
Yeah, right. It'd be interesting.
You see what I'm saying?
If he had done it like in the middle of the first quarter, you know, how would it have?
And you can still say
like a half.
You can still use it means a one-game suspension, which is what the NFL wants to put out there with this.
Right.
You can still use that. You don't have to. You know, the precedent isn't Jalen got two games. You're just no. He got thrown at the beginning of that game. You get dismissed yep. immediately when you spit.
Yep.
That's there. You know, that's on the books.
Absolutely.
You get the additional. You know, you want to play, but Jalen gets the benefit. It's great for Philly. It's great for Philly.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? They're going against the Chiefs this week.
It's Chiefs, bro.
Imagine
in Arrowhead
the difference having him's going to make. You saw. You know, what it did for, you know, Dak Prescott, what they only get sacked one time? I think only once.
Mahomes?
No, Dak in that game. In
terms of
the pressure Philly had, they felt like they got no pressure.
Yeah, they got absolutely nothing. Yeah. It was a very different game without Jalen Carter
in
that game.
Big difference now yeah. in that for Philly in that KC game. Huge news for them.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the Chiefs just ain't getting the breaks anymore, bro.
See, I don't, because the college players are watching you. You know what I'm saying?
And I agree with that.
I can't use Jalen Carter's behavior as an excuse to say this is why the kid from, you know, Florida spit on the South Florida kid. But it's right there. It is. And it's supposed to be, you know, of course you wouldn't do that. Yeah, we should know better. But clearly you have Dak spit in the direction, got him fired up. That's how Jalen got in that headspace. Just put it down. So I'd say they got, but everybody else is going to say, and I get it. I'm not going to push back on it. It's still a one-game suspension. But Jalen was real smart to do it at the beginning of the game. Real smart.
Yeah, no, and I will say, like, you know, once upon a time, you would have thought, all right, they're going to definitely suspend him for the Chiefs game because it's, you know, everybody's protecting Mahomes. And, you know, Mahomes used to get all the penalty flags, and now that seems to be over, man. I mean, that whole game on Friday, he was getting hit. I don't think he got a single call. Now he's not catching this break. I mean, I think you know, this is really – the Chiefs could start 0-2. I mean, that's the other fallout from this game, from this development.
That would matter more to me. Not to push. I'm not pushing back because trying to make some conversation push back. It would matter more to me if it wasn't the Chiefs.
Because you think they'll get it right in the
yeah.
end. Yeah. No, that's fair.
You know, look how banged up they are at receiver right now. It's going to be ugly offensively probably for yep. a little while. This is what they can do, though.
Absolutely.
And it's what they have done.
Yep.
I'm not saying it happens again.
Yep.
I mean, my gosh, the Bills look good offensively. Ravens might still be that team.
Yep.
So, you know, Chiefs may eventually show that they've taken a step back. I'll believe it when I see it. An 0-2 start wouldn't discourage me from saying, oh, this Chiefs are done. They've officially taken a step back. They can get that together. All that matters for them, John, it doesn't even matter the seed, the playoffs, is that they're there with that experience.
Absolutely right. Absolutely.
So 0-2, very possible. Will yeah. it matter? Will Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes think it's over? Absolutely not.
I'm just curious when the last time they started 0-2
was.
2012. So it'd be 13 years.
You might have some young guys in there questioning whether, but the two guys at the top, you know,
yeah.
Chris Jones, might as well put him up there too. They won't be.
And then, you know, of course, Mahomes is going to be a home dog in this game. What's his record as a home underdog? I feel like he's 0-2. And by the way, the fact that it's only happened twice is crazy. Let's see. Record as a home underdog, he is. This is why you can't trust ChatGPT yet. He's never been a home underdog in his NFL career. That is not true. He's been a home underdog at least twice. So I'll have to get the exact numbers on this.
Are they saying regular season? One of yours is playoffs? No. Yes. No.
I just put in Patrick Mahomes as a home underdog. Oh. Yeah, and they say then ChatGPT says he has never been a home underdog, but
that
is not true.
You know that he has.
Because I saw a tweet. I saw a tweet that had the stats. You know, sometimes you just read them and you just keep going. But anyway, yeah. Tough break for the Chiefs, no question about it. But a one-game suspension, I would say, is about right. And then finally, one day, J.J. Watt will replace Tony Romo on the CBS game day, or not the game day, but the game broadcast.
I'm going to go ahead and say that's no cap. Because I think Romo is probably going to continue his downward trajectory. This story came up because the Athletic's got a story up. J.J. Watt he's in his second year of retirement, made his debut as an analyst on CBS this weekend for the Steelers-Jets game. Obviously, his brother was playing for the Steelers. And he's feeling this out. He wants to see if he can do it, and CBS is interested to know. They've already got him as the number two analyst, if how good he can be, what the ceiling could be. And most of the reviews on him, now, John, I didn't listen for the whole game to Watt, but most of the reviews on him were great. Like, he's enthusiastic, which is number one for them. You know, he matches the enthusiasm of the play-by-play guy. But he brought some humor, talked about a WWE heel turn on a late-game penalty reversal that the official first announced as being on the Jets but then said was on the Steelers. Everybody laughed. CBS loved that. And here's the thing. Romo, the Athletic, writes, I don't think this is just my opinion or your opinion. It says he's regressed over the years. He and Nance blew the final call of the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl win over the San Francisco 49ers in February. It says Romo was a little better last season, so maybe he can build back up to the form that made him such a sensation ahead of his mega deal out of the gate. Still's got another 5 years. So they're saying maybe even Tony gets tired. It might get tired of hearing that he's taking this step back. They talk about when he started as a rookie. He was first guessing plays, eventually had one of the greatest broadcasting performances. They call it the greatest broadcasting performance ever, one of them, in the January 2019 AFC Championship game between the Chiefs and the Patriots. Do you remember that offhand?
Not
Romo's
really.
Romo's call in that game, calling it one of the greatest broadcasting performances ever. That was the start, though.
Yeah.
He started in 17 as the rookie. He's halfway through the deal. He's clearly, we've said it, it just seems like less preparation. He had that. They missed the call in the Super Bowl, which folks just seem to, you know, that's your job. Folks hold against you. You'll make a prediction. They want you to be right. But that's one that will live on him. And, yeah, so it gives Watt an opportunity. You know, Greg Olsen once had an opportunity to grow into this and did. He lost the number one job with Fox by no fault of his own to Tom Brady. If Tom Brady decides to come in, you're right. Losing your job no matter how hard you work. If J.J. Watt wants to do this, after it's one game. But if he wants to do this and to put in the preparation like Olsen's done, he can absolutely replace Romo as the guy. They gave Romo that deal the Athletic talks about because they didn't have a backup. And they didn't have much leverage, and that's why he started the mega deals for those guys that eventually led to Tom getting what he's getting.
Well, it's interesting that like the Athletic says that he's regressed.
We all say it. Well, but they write it as if it's fact.
I just wonder if it's more or less like his bit has gotten a little stale. Like the calling out the play, we loved it at the beginning. We loved it.
Dude, if you're calling him and hitting him right, I don't know. Does it get stale? He's calling them and getting them wrong, which is what they talk about in 2024.
Right.
He's preparing less is the feeling. We can't ultimately prove that.
Right.
But he's only halfway through. But see, this has been the sort of book on him for the last 2 years. I just wonder if maybe he gets tired of hearing it. Yep. He ramps back up. He can hold it down if he wants to. The question's going to be, does he want to? I think J.J. Watt's got that kind of ceiling. You see him in commercials and everything else. If he's going to bring the game knowledge to it and do the prep, where you're talking to the coaches, you got an idea what these guys want to run this week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That can absolutely send him to one. You're asking for a prediction. My prediction is that he does, that Romo continues to trail off. Because, again, you're going to pick it back up just because folks are saying, you know, all of a sudden you're going to prep harder again. I don't know.
Well, you know, it's interesting. With JJ. The only thing I would ask is, like, I mean, I don't know this off top, but, like, how many defensive guys are in the booth? Like, normally we only get offense. We don't get, you know, the defensive linemen because they can't, we just haven't seen them get the opportunity.
That's interesting. I'm trying to think what I want.
We got Greg Olsen tight end. We got, you know, Romo. We got, you know, Brady. I mean, we always get the
Aikman.
Yeah, we always get the quarterbacks. We never get the linebackers or the safeties.
Quarterbacks are ideal, right? I mean, that's the brain. That's what you want ideally. That's what you've sort of identified.
Right. They know everything.
The ones you've nailed out. I'm sure there's some defensive guy. I sure can't think of any off the top of my head. Even old Moose used to get him. He's often, remember the fullback?
Yep.
That was somehow connected.
We had Thiesman back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we just haven't really had the, you know, Collinsworth's a former receiver. We just don't get defensive guys for whatever reason. I don't know why that would be. But maybe, you know, now is the time to do it. We got O.J. Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
Running back. Innocent.
O.J. used to be on that sideline too, I think.
He was doing
sideline reporting.
Yeah. Boomer Esiason did it for a minute. I'm just looking up Monday Night Football commentators. Dan Fouts.
Looks like we like to give it to white QBs.
Yeah.
I think that's what you've identified. Another position that you hold.
J.J. Watt's got some work to do, man.
No. Well, he can carve out his own niche. Is that the way you pronounce it? I've always said niche, but I've heard more folks saying niche as if we should. And I like my Isolo, so I'm very cognizant of wanting to have the right pronunciation. Is it niche?
I do pronounce it as niche.
I've always just gone niche since niche. We're here in the salad. It's his niche, but it's his niche.
You know,
you carve out niche.
I think that's
J.J. Watt
in the eye of the beholder. There's no doubt about that.
Okay. Well, I'll ask Isolo.
Anyway, yeah.
Or Brad will at the next Germantown.
That's right.
What was that? The Germantown?
It was
what Germantown
festival?
Fest, bro.
Y'all never invite me.
Well,
outsiders, huh?
No.
You should have come out. It was great.
You didn't invite me. I had no idea
it was
happening.
Public. It was a publicly advertised event.
Next time, I'll look for it.
It's a free
Since
event.
Oh, there were 50,000 people out there.
I'll look for the signs.
I had 152,400 people.
There were a lot of people out there. John was there.
All of Memphis was out there. I went one day. I went one morning. Mm-hmm.
And you bought a painting.
I bought a painting.
Very cultured of you.
From a Russian painter. We're gonna have to talk about what he's doing. What he's doing in Poland.
Named Alex Golish.
No.
Yeah.
I think his name was Nico. There's this guy on Twitter. He has like a burner account. It's dedicated to being a fan of mine, Hezbollah. And I appreciate him.
Oh,
and he says he's Russian.
That's got to be Caffey.
He said
your brother-in-law.
It might be. I don't know. I don't know who it
is. You don't know who it is?
I swear I don't know who it is. That's
funny.
He's a funny.
So he's like the Buns. Munns is one of these?
No, that's not a fan.
Isn't there a bun?
It's not a. There's a Jason.
Oh, he's
Buns.
Not supportive.
No, Jason.
He's
Buns
anti.
Yes,
like Frank was to me.
Yes.
Fake Frank.
Yes,
Matriciano.
Hezbollah Berna is his name, and he in his bio it says John Martin is my spirit animal. R.I.P. Peanut, Hulk Hogan, and Harambe.
This man has reached a point in his career where your name is in someone else's bio.
Yes.
Wow.
He says he tweeted me this morning. He said, "Mr. John, we will be listening today. We'll be listening very closely to you and your friend you speak to every day. We listen for your shout out to your biggest Russian fan."
It feels to me like he's stolen the Iron Sheik's shtick.
It may be. I don't know.
I'm on to you if they're listening. I'm watching now.
Hezbollah.
Let's compare some of those to the Iron Sheik.
And he was upset that I only shouted out the Russian painter and not him, who he says he is my biggest Russian fan. So there you go.
I know that makes you feel good, man.
Now we
should all have a fan of Hezbollah burner.
We should. I mean, it's better than the alternative, you know?
Positive.
There you have it. That's today's edition of Cap or No Cap. Lots more to come here on the show. We're going to be joined by Norton Hurd IV and Thaddeus Young at 125. Talk to them about everything going on in Memphis basketball. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back. George Kittle, headed to IR. San Francisco 49. We do NFL on this show. You know, you guys think that because we're in Memphis, you know, that there's no NFL. We're going to do NFL on this show, all right? That's just the bottom line.
Y'all hold him to it. I think he might just be doing it this high because he's 1-0. Let's see if he continues to hold up NFL this high as the Raiders come back down to earth.
I do think that happens this week, by the way. I do. I mean, I think the Chargers might be second-best team, maybe third-best team in the AFC.
I think second-best. I've underestimated them. It's very possible. Better than Denver, who I had second-best.
Yeah, right. I'm talking about the whole AFC, though. Whole AFC.
Excuse me.
Or third-best. Probably third-best.
Excuse me.
Well, you have to put them ahead of the Chiefs right now.
I think your congestion maybe is why I missed that. You're going a little crazy. It's got you hallucinating, dude.
All right, where would you put them?
Chargers might be second best in the AFC, you said?
Yeah.
Bro.
I mean, it was a hell of a performance in Brazil.
It's not some road win for them in KC.
It's a hostile environment.
Not a KC environment. It does not count as a road win. It shouldn't be that sort of, you know, notch on the belt. It's not that kind of equity.
Yeah, if it was a road win, what would you say?
Then I'd absolutely be willing to hear it.
All right. Well, they got a road game.
It's a neutral.
It's 9 o'clock on ESPN on Monday Night Football.
When they did Home of the Brave, them folks said Chiefs, but it was still neutral.
No, you're right. I mean, you're 100% right. And so if you want to say it means less because it was a neutral,
that's your fair. Power rankings are interesting. Who's first?
In the AFC?
Yeah. No, we'll just do AFC power rankings then.
AFC would be the Bills.
Bills first.
Yes.
Chargers second. Ravens.
Chiefs. Yes.
That's way too much credit, bro.
You might jump them
up too high.
But the Chiefs about to be 0-2, bro. So
they don't worry about that, but clearly you will.
I mean, the AFC is kind of whack this year, man, to be honest.
Do not think that Baltimore's some slouch.
No, I mean,
because they lost
right.
that game. They blew it.
You're right. But I have to put them behind Buffalo. Or you would say
no.
I don't. You'd say I don't.
No, what you'd have to say is keep them both above the Chargers. For a neutral win over KC is all I'm saying.
I mean, you know,
that's my case.
Well, what's your
case.
Power ranking then?
That's my case.
Well, do your power ranking.
If we're doing AFC, I'd go Bills, Ravens.
You go Bills, Ravens, who?
I'll give you Chargers. They won on a neutral over KC.
And then
but
you
they can't
Chiefs,
be two.
You'd have Chiefs four?
Yeah. Still over a Cincy team that, my goodness, what
right.
was that?
Right, right, right.
But every time they play the Browns, it's crazy.
Who is the fifth best team in the AFC?
That's a good question. Denver, maybe, still. They got the win. Their defense, it might be the best in the league. And, you know, Peyton's going to get it figured out with Bo Nix like he always does. They may still be that team. I just don't think they're I think the Chargers, based on that win, have gone above Denver, who I had above them.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about Denver, Cincinnati. Maybe you make a case for Pittsburgh. I wouldn't, but.
Based on what that defense gave up first?
I know, yeah.
It's, better not make that case right now. It should be better.
Yeah, like if the
Justin Fields tearing them up.
If the Bengals and Broncos played in a neutral, it would probably be Broncos like 3, right? Just because that defense is so terrible for Cincinnati. They shouldn't have won. First of all, they should not have won against the Browns. I think they gained 2 yards in the second half,
it's like 7 or something.
Yeah,
but I mean, it won't either way. Single digits.
Yeah, I mean, like they
absurd.
Should not have won. So
for what you're paying that offense? Are you kidding me?
Yes. Yes. We can't put the Colts there. We can't put the Jags there. So, yeah, I think I'd have to go Broncos.
And I'm not going to fault you too much for having Chargers number 2 right now. I've got them 3.
Yeah, it's tough when three of the top five in the AFC play in the AFC West, though.
Mm.
That's really...
tough for someone that's in the AFC West. Sure
that's
is.
Right. The 49ers just... I feel like every year they are they're invalids. And they are always banged. Like, Brock Purdy
since
has a thing.
Since making the Super Bowl.
Yes. And they even lost Greenlaw in that
in
one.
The game.
In the game. He's cut on the damn field.
Maybe that's where it started.
It is. They haven't been able to fix it. But they got McCaffrey with whatever he's got always. Purdy's got a toe and a shoulder. Kittle's going to IR.
Ayuk's already out.
Ayuk's gone.
Until midseason.
Pearsall got shot in the chest last year and survived and played.
Crazy. He's back. Yeah.
And it looked pretty good.
Juwan Jennings, you said him, right? Shoulder, even though they got a good review apparently yesterday, but he couldn't lift it in the game.
Yeah.
So they started the year banged up, particularly a receiver, and now your best receiver for right now until Ayuk is back. And Jennings has put up big numbers.
But
your best receiver is Kittle, is George right now, and he's out. So not good for Purdy, who was forcing things. They still managed to get the win.
They're giving him the entire week off from practice, Purdy, just to try to make sure he's healthy. You know,
man, I told you something was crazy about his reads.
Yeah.
Did they say why? Is it personal reasons or
no,
something?
No, it's toe and shoulder.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. They're giving him the whole week.
Okay.
To see if he can play against New Orleans. Now, I mean, honestly, New Orleans is so bad that I don't know who their backup is. It's Mac Jones. Mac Jones go in there and do that. Mac Jones can beat the damn Saints. Honestly, he can't. They're that tragic. But it doesn't bode well for their hope, so... You already got your quarterback, your starting receiver, your starting tight end. Your tight end won't come back for, 4 weeks? It's a bad situation, man, for them. And their window, it's closing, it feels like. Because you gave Purdy the money. McCaffrey's got a year left, it feels like, maybe two, just in terms of his prime. I mean, it's not a great situation for them.
He'll miss at New Orleans, home against Arizona, Jacksonville home. And then at the Rams in a very important NFC West match.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one to survive, man.
That could be 1-3.
It absolutely could. I mean, the only saving grace is that Cardinals and Jags is at home.
Mm-hmm.
But
what do you think about the Cardinals this year?
I think they're a little.
We kind of liked. They were on the up last year.
Yeah.
Where are you on them now?
I think they're a 9-win team.
Can they win that division? Can they beat out the Rams and win? Okay, that's a.
I think so. I mean,
a losable game when you're this banged up.
Yeah, you have,
even at home.
What was it the year they started, like, 8-0 or something?
Well, that was the Kingsbury. He always started and then was crashing back down. That became his M.O.
Yeah, that was the COVID year.
But last year, under this new guy, it looked improved. It looked real.
That was COVID, right? No, that was not the COVID
I don't
COVID
think it
year.
Was that far.
Was it the 20s?
I thought it was since then.
I mean, yeah, because I just wanted to blame. It was 2021.
Okay.
That's what it was the year after COVID. They started 7-0.
Yeah, Kingsbury.
Yeah. And then they lost what was it, five of their next six. So or something like that. Something along those lines.
Who's their coach? I can't tell you right now.
It's Gannon. Gannon.
That's right.
Gannon. The former Eagles DC.
That's right.
And it's him and Steichen.
Can't get nothing past you.
Steichen's backup quarterbacks, coaches, bro. The NFL is the only sport I can win a bet in, so it's gonna be. I need to know what's going on, but yeah, Kittle's out. Travis Kelce took responsibility for injuring his own teammate in Brazil on his podcast. That was on me.
He was like a Mack truck.
Yeah,
on Xavier Worthy.
That dude looked completely washed,
and it didn't look like it hurt Travis at all.
No, of course not.
But Xavier just went. His body exploded.
It did
when he hit when the truck hit him,
and that was like. Because now you're down to freaking Juju Smith-Schuster, Hollywood Brown, Travis Kelce. I don't even know who else they have. It feels really, really dicey for them right now.
If anybody can get through, it's Patrick Mahomes.
You like them?
They'll call in some folks off the streets to get them through.
You like them to beat Philly? At home? They are home.
The whole country and every square is going to be on Philly.
You're exactly right.
So that's why I like.
Right Angle Sports released Chiefs.
I like the cat, though. I'm really getting sharp. Give myself a pat on the back. I'm getting sharp. I don't ever use it, but I'm getting pretty sharp. Now, listen, I thought the Chiefs were going to blow out the Chargers. I was like John on college football on that first one.
Yeah.
A little rough for me.
Yeah, it was.
But I'm back in. I've seen a week. I think I'm tapped in.
Yeah.
Move the Chargers up to third in the AFC. And I like the Chiefs. And how many am I getting?
You're getting one.
I like the Chiefs and the point.
Yeah. third time that he has been a home dog. So I knew I had that right.
Oh, tell the Chiefs you're too banged up. Nobody believes in you anymore after a disappointing season opening loss to the Chargers in San Paolo.
Yep.
Tell them that you don't have any receivers.
Yep.
What do you think that's going to do to Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes? Going to fire him up.
Yep.
Statement game.
Mahomes is 1-1, by the way, as a home underdog.
John Martin said they're going 0-2. That's all the bulletin board material they need that Patrick Mahomes needs.
You know, I could see myself getting to a bet here on the Chiefs just because, like, I have a leak. It's like when it comes down to things like this, and it's like Mahomes getting a point, giving a point, and it's like balls to the wall moment here. I will usually go with the Chiefs. I've done it every time there's been Bills. What was it in the playoffs last year? You know, and it was like I think it closed like KC plus one maybe. I don't remember exactly. Did they have to go there last year, or no? Was that in Arrowhead? I don't remember. I mean, this is so bad, but there's so many damn games. You have to forgive us, but Mahomes, he is money in these spots. I mean, when it's like you flip a coin, Mahomes has to win to stay alive or keep the season on track. But he doesn't. You know, even if they start 0-2, it's like you said. They're confident enough in what they do.
Well, remember what we've seen from them the last couple of years. Their defense has – I know, you know, you watch what Herbert did, throw for over 300 yards, just an excellent game against them. You think maybe that's taking us – their defense has literally led them the last couple of years when they've needed it, when they've been shorthanded on offense, or particularly that offensive line has been banged up. That's been one of their things. And this could very well be the game. We're saying Patrick Mahomes with no receivers still could be the guy. This is probably the game where a KC defense that was yelling at each other that first week against the Chargers pulls it together and reminds you why we've been a Super Bowl caliber defense the last couple of years. You could that Chris Jones still on that team, man, still the anchor of that squad. That's what you could see is the defense say this be one of their games, and particularly against what's become a pretty well oiled machine in that Philly offense.
Yep,
you could still I still believe in KC that much.
Yep.
I don't that defensive side could be what wins it for them.
It could,
but
be.
I like KC in the point.
Well, it's a 3:25 game, so that'll be fun.
There's only three 3:25s, I think. They're 3 o'clock games, so go. It's the one.
Lock in, bro.
Everything is noon for the most part. Yeah. It feels like most games.
We got that doublehead because we got that doublehead on Monday
night. That's right. That you guys are a part of.
9 o'clock.
Who's the other one?
Texans Bucks. Okay. 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Can you make it?
Buffalo Baltimore. Where was the game played?
Buffalo, that was in Buffalo.
I think it was.
Yeah,
that was your first thought. I don't know why we second guessed that last year in the playoffs.
I think it was Buffalo.
Yeah,
what was it?
You were apologizing. How about sorry,
bro? I don't.
You get third string quarterbacks. You're apologizing for not being sure about where that playoff cares?
Yeah. Well, Chiefs and Bills play so often, it's impossible to remember where it's played, when it's played. You know, it's like. And it's always the same number. It's always like one's minus one, the other's plus one. You know, it's just like inevitable. So they all run together. You know, but I think you know at the end of the day, if it comes down to it, and I want to bet this game, I will probably bet Chiefs plus one. But I'm not sure that I know myself when the rubber beats the road, I'm probably gonna do it, and I'm gonna live with the result. But I haven't yet, so that's where I'm at. But it should be a hell of a game on Sunday afternoon. John Morant was on stream. I don't know who the guy was, but he had some interesting words on social media. And so we'll get into that a little bit and more. Stick around. Jason and John, Trying to FM, ESPN.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.